scripture reading, Daniel 1, 3-5, and verse 8. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Devotional. King Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonian armies conquered Jerusalem and carried off most of the city's inhabitants as slaves. One of those taken was a young teenager named Daniel. Babylon had one simple goal: to eliminate Daniel's distinctiveness as a follower of God and absorb him into the values of their culture and their gods. How did Daniel resist the enormous power of Babylon? He was not a cloistered monk living behind walls. He had heavy job responsibilities and many people giving him orders. He had a minimal support system and, I imagine, a very long to-do list each day. Daniel also had a plan, a rule of life. He did not leave the development of his interior life to chance. He knew what he was up against. While we know little of the specifics, it is clear that he oriented his entire life around loving God. He renounced certain activities, such as eating the king's food, and engaged in others, such as the daily office. Daniel somehow managed to feed himself spiritually, and he blossomed into an extraordinary man of God, despite his hostile environment. Question to consider. What is your plan in the midst of your busy day for not leaving the nurturing of your interior life with God to chance? Prayer. Lord, I just need to be with you for a long time. I can see that there are a lot of things in me that need to change. Show me one small step I can take today to begin to build a life around you. Lord, help me to develop an effective plan in my life for paying attention to you, whether I'm working, resting, studying, or praying. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.